keep me from my loved ones who tell me that I'm on that humble road to being someone people talk about, people wanna reach out to. But if people are my business, then I'm blessed to have a mouthful of advice, but at what price? So I start paying my fees, challenged by the mortal power to set all you zombies free. But it doesn't come easy when you lose that angel strength, numb to your bleeding elbows. You lose a lifetime off your reach to catch a glimpse of your purpose and to make eye contact with death, and to finally have an answer dealing with the pitch black that's left by the big unknown. It took 66 books to describe, without mentioning our obsession with asking the question why. The tortured ones walk endless with sentless in their pockets, cause every song is a commandment rarely broken to be cautious of the monsters holding a candle and get sleeping eyelids, then relighting when your flame fades and blaming human viruses. They will never understand the curse of giving guidance, cause one day we won't have to use all of these excuses. They'll never understand how much we take for granted, to keep its back against the wall and keep the strength that death refuses. They'll never understand the curse of giving guidance, cause one day we won't have to use all of these excuses. And they will never understand how much we all take for granted, to keep its back against the wall and keep the strength that death refuses. Chances are that you're gonna see it in my eyes, but don't be surprised when the volume of my voice starts to rise. And I can't believe that I've been standing here all damn night. What kind of insight can talk theology without starting a useless fight? From the makeshift pulpit, I stand 3 feet above the floor. With every pint of water I drink, the liquid recycles through my pores. So I'm ready to begin filling graves and playing records on a second wind provided by the search for something better. But I swear in my environment, the world will always spin backwards, and the jukebox pays you to drown that crowded rooms that are filled with laughter. But I won't stop until you're giving me your full attention, and I can't find compromise or give myself a deadly weapon to end the evening with a bang of a ghost in my words, or to make God smile just once with no favors to give in return. Never mind those sacrifices that we all had to make. Let the burden blend into the drums as your backbone breaks. Cause they will never understand the curse of giving guidance, cause one day we won't have to use all of these excuses. They'll never understand how much we take for granted, to keep its back against the wall and keep the strength that death refuses. They'll never understand the curse of giving guidance, cause one day we won't have to use all of these excuses. And they will never understand how much we all take for granted, to keep its back against the wall and keep the strength that death refuses. Costing millions of peace of mind, the bipolar angst of a world that's constantly wasting your time. They conquer your rebellions and better their wealthy cause by giving us role models that give us drugs and bruise our jaws. We suffer now so blatant that our songs start to get repetitive. They sell you life for $20 but never included medicine. And while you're waiting for the scratches on your chest to heal, you're convinced the last 5 years of your life haven't been real. Experienced the world, but we haven't lost the will to live. We've seen friends take their lives, but something's got to give. And if no one told you to keep fighting, well then I'm the first to say that this promise holds weight, no matter hour, second, or day. The connection pulls us closer, we all relate to getting older. Whether protest or a soldier, someday your wars are over. And life will never leave, but it stays away from changes burn. And death will answer questions, but it has to wait its proper turn.